tonight was a chance for the school board to do some brainstorming and to question line by line every recommendation that the school administration presented, and to decide on a consensus basis whether they wanted to go further with information, to seek more from the administration in terms of identifying the needs, or whether they wanted to proceed and to look at the bigger picture. And finally, of course, at the end, we talked about ways of resolving the issue and what we could do to operate this district in the future, because the cuts are dire, and I think the public general would realize that these cuts are very severe. And we're trying to operate in such a manner as to gain public trust, so they know that what we're trying to do is operate in the best interest of the taxpayer and still benefit our children and give them the education they deserve.
There were some things that board members did not agree with, that they wanted more information at least before agreeing whether to make those cuts. You're saying that's part of the process, and maybe that's a smart thing to do rather than accept everything carte blanche, as they say, you know, like you kind of really question and study some of these issues.
Yeah, that's correct. I think as school board members, they're elected for their common sense and good judgment and not their expertise in education. So we have to have a little more information than probably a board of directors in the private sector. So they are asking questions this evening to be sure they clearly understand what the administration is recommending.